Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Weldon Long is here. Weldon's back. He's become a great member of our brain trust. He's the author of The Power of Consistency, The Upside of Fear. That's another one. Also, Consistency Selling, Powerful Sales Results. And he's our good friend, Weldon. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mr. Blasingame. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Hope you're warming up down there.
Yeah, it's getting better, I think. Hey, Weldon, nobody knows more about getting themselves out of, pulling themselves up out of a ditch, out of a hole than you do. And one of the things that we're all facing right now is we've got a Washington is a basket case. We got this 100-year pandemic going on right now. We got a whole bunch of dysfunction among the politicians thinking they're trying to deal with it. We don't know how long this thing's going to last, and the economy is hit or miss depending on where you are and what you do. That's a lot of uncertainty. That's a lot of challenges. How do we deal with that?
Well, it's absolutely insane, Jim. You know, you think about as if COVID wasn't enough. Now we have this crazy election. And, you know, new president, new policies on taxes. They're talking about raising capital gains taxes.
Minimum wage.
The equivalent of income taxes. Minimum wage. The impact
returning us to disastrous Obamacare.
Yeah, it's like the small business owner is like, I feel like sometimes we got a target on our back.
Because, that's right.
You know, they a lot of times they throw us in that same group with, you know, with the multi- national, you know, trillion-dollar, billion-dollar companies.
Right.
And, you know, they talk about the wealthy and taxing over 400,000. Well, that's a lot of small business people. So I just thought, you know, it was funny because I got a call from your station, from your show, saying, hey, we're going to have you on next week. And I had just been reading some stuff from James Allen and thinking about this very issue. And I want to share with you a quote because I think this is the key to getting through it, Jim. This is a quote from James Allen from 100 years ago. He says, purpose is highly concentrated thought. All the mental energies are directed to the attainment of the object and the obstacles which intervene between the thinker and the object. They are one after the other broken down and overcome. Purpose is the keystone in the temple of achievement. So as I've been kind of going through.
Would you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Would you read that again just a little bit slower?
Now that they
heard that, I want them to hear it again. And now that they know where you're going with it, read it just a little bit slower. Go ahead again. Read the whole thing again.
Okay. Absolutely. Purpose is highly concentrated thought. All the mental energies are directed to the attainment of an object. And the obstacles which intervene between the thinker and the object are one after the other broken down and overcome. Purpose is the keystone in the temple of achievement.
Think about that, folks.
Just
as trust is the keystone in the temple of relationships, purpose is the keystone in the temple of achievement. Go ahead. Now go ahead.
James Allen, man, you can. I can turn to any one of his essays and read one sentence.
I've quoted him many times. He's an amazing thinker. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just got to thinking. I was thinking about all the with my clients and my businesses, the uncertainty, the potential tax situations, the minimum wage, all the things you were just talking about, healthcare, all these different things. And I happened to stumble across this. I was reading it a few mornings ago, and it's like, you know what? We don't control any of that. If we're going to remain successful, we've got to stay focused on our purpose, right? Because when he talks about here that all the obstacles which intervene between the thinker and the object, so the obstacles that come between me and my goals, they have to be overcome one by one. And That means staying focused on what we're trying to achieve in our company. You know, a lot of times we have these mission statements and value statements on the walls of our companies. You know, this is a really good time to take them off the wall and read them, right? And share with everybody in our company, because it's really easy right now to get distracted and, frankly, get pretty freaked out and anxious about all this stuff that's going on. What impact will it have on our businesses after the year we just went through?
Well, you know, Weldon.
So I just thought that was really a timely thing right now.
I completely agree. And also, in order to stay focused, in order to deal with uncertainty, you need to also sort of take inventory of what it is that's bothering you. I remember when I started my business over 30 years ago, I was really bummed out about how I had to struggle for several years. And to, you know, before I felt like, you know, okay, I've got a going concern here. I got customers that are coming back, et cetera, et cetera. And all of a sudden I realized I was mad at my company because it wasn't doing any better. And then I realized, wait a minute, your company is a good model. Your company's problem isn't that it doesn't have a good model. It's that its owner was undercapitalized. I was blaming
right.
it on,
right.
I was blaming it on, you know what I mean? I was not, my purpose was being derailed by the wrong thing. You see what I mean? And when I realized that there are two different things going on here, that helped me to stay focused on the company, which wound up getting me out of trouble.
Right. Yeah. It's that identification, that clarity on the problem, understanding the problem, and that's a real challenge, you know, for people.
Yeah.
But that's how you get better, right? That's how you grow.
But that's how you get to what the real purpose is, though, right? My real purpose.
You know,
when you got yourself out of trouble, you had a purpose, and there was a whole. You had a whole lot of baggage at one point in time, and you said, "Wait a minute, that's not going to. I can't focus on that. I have to focus on what's going to get me out of this." Right.
Absolutely. I walked out of prison the last time. I was 39 years old in 2003, living in a homeless shelter, and I had a son. I had a 10-year-old son I hadn't seen since he was 3 years old because I'd been in prison. And my purpose, my focus, was to get a job, get a place to live, and get my son. And I had a ton of obstacles.
Yeah.
There was a ton of things between me and my goal. You know, lack of education, lack of capital, lack of anything, right? Lack of a place to live, lack of a car. But I stayed focused on my purpose, which was reuniting with my son. That's what drove me through the hard times.
Yep, yep. So find that one thing, folks, and all this other stuff, Washington, coronavirus, these things will pass. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Weldon Long. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.